Blog Talk Radio.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have a dream. Praise God, praise God. Welcome to your 56. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We want to thank everyone. We want to thank all our listeners, all our supporters on today. We just want to give honor and praise to God, as always, who's first in my life. And I just like to say thank you once again to the Father for allowing me to wake up this new brand new day that he has made. It might be a little chilly, but I'd rather be in the chill than in the hellfire. Amen. Praise God. We also want to say happy birthday to the great one, Mr. Martin Luther King Jr., man of God, honorable man of God, who had a dream, walked in his dream, believed God for the dream, and died for the dream. Amen. So on this evening, we're going to do something a little different. I just ask you to have patience with me and walk with me and just allow the Holy Spirit to guide you on this evening. Amen. Praise God. Before we go any further, I'd like to just open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for your insight. I thank you for the love that you have given me by your son dying on the cross, that I should live and shed his blood. Not only shall I live, but my family live, my friends live. And I thank you, God, for choosing me once again for this assignment. I thank you for pulling me out of the pit, God, and bringing me to your marvelous light. I thank you right now, God, because without you, I am nothing. Without you, I am nobody. I am no one. I am nothing. Just a flesh walking this earth, God. So I thank you and I glorify you, worship you, and praise you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is so much going on right now. When I first began, I told you this is not just a radio station. This is a ministry station. Amen, amen, and amen. And once again, this, if you haven't heard, it is Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. Amen. And I told you it's about ministry, and we have so many things that's going on. Amen. Amen. February 1st, 2020, our very own Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be hosting the Authentic You with Pastor Roxy Corbin. Amen. And we will be at 1406 Forest Avenue, Dover, Delaware, 19904, Unit D. Amen. Not only is she hosting that, amen, glory to God, but she's also having, we are also having our Family and Friends Day on February 23rd, amen, with Minister Javar Holman. Come out, bring a family member, bring somebody, bring a guest. Just don't come by yourself. You know when you come into the house of the Lord, you know when you come into the presence of God, how you're going to be blessed, how you're going to be delivered. Bring someone else and let them experience that too. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're up in the morning, 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 glory, amen, morning, glory, amen, glory to God, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays at 6 a.m., 1406 Forest Avenue, Dover, Delaware, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, myself, and the Mount Carmel International Ministry, we have 6 o'clock prayer. We call it morning glory. Early in the morning, we seek the Lord early in the morning. We find the presence of God early in the morning. Come on out before you get your Dunkin' Donut, before you get in the highway. Come on out and get in the presence of God. Amen. We just welcome you. All are welcome. We just welcome you. We want you to know that you are welcome. Amen. And don't forget our own Pastor Carolyn, our Apostle Carolyn McNeil is selling her book. Matter of fact, she's even put it down, lowered the price, so it'd be a blessing to the world. Amen. It's on Amazon. Amen. Prayer for the Nations. Amen. You can purchase it on Amazon. Amen. It's a great gift, not only for Christmas. It's a great gift. It is wisdom. It is prayer. It is power. Amen. And you can contact Dr. Carolyn McNeil at McNeil222@yahoo.com. And if you want to get in touch with her directly, her number will be 302-883-9799. Amen. For any information on anything that you just heard at Mount Carmel Ministry Radio, we have a Delaware number, 302-883-9799. And our New York number is 718-419-4863. Those are our announcements for this afternoon. Amen. Praise God. And as I'll get them, I will be sharing with you. No one will be left in the dark. We want all to get the good news of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please take a few seconds to grab a pencil, pen, notebook, notepad, because this evening we're really going to do some things in the Bible. Amen. And if you're a person who like to write down titles, the title of this lesson, this message, however you want to call it, it would be called, Do I Have Your Attention Now? Yes, Do I Have Your Attention Now? Amen. Glory to God. And we will be in 2 Chronicles. Amen. We'll be starting at chapter 7, 1 through 7, and we're going to move over to chapter 12, verse 12 to 23. Amen. And please, please, just take a few seconds to give God praise. Amen. Just say, just give him a hand clap. Just say hallelujah, glory to God. Just let God know he's loving. Amen. 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 There's nothing wrong with telling God he's loving. Amen. Glory to God. He deserves it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So as I was reading this, I think sometimes we forget how powerful and who God is. I was reading this and I was amazed. There's a verse here that I definitely want to share. And when I get to it, we will definitely just listen with me and follow me. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. But two of the things I want to talk about in these verses are miracles and the need for worship. Amen. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices. Wow. Now, fire came down from the heaven. Now, this event marks the third of four events when supernatural fire fell from heaven. The first occurred during the dedication of the tabernacles in the days of Moses. And you can find that in the book of Leviticus, chapter 9, verse 24. That's chapter 9, verse 24. The second happened when David dedicated a piece of ground to the Lord that later became the site of Solomon's temple. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 26. And the final occurrence transpired on Mount Carmel when Elijah prayed for fire to consume his offering. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38. Because we often think that a miracle will convince an unbeliever of the reality of the living God. And sometimes it does. But sensing the presence of God or seeing his work does not equal believing, because the Israelites often backslid even at the miraculous events, and even the miracles of Jesus did not convince all that he was the Messiah. Look it up. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 22-24. Amen. Look it up. Amen. I just want to give out some information today. I don't know why God led me this way, even with the title, but I know God is saying something, and I know God is trying to grab our attention. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It says, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple, and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Now, Solomon has dedicated this temple to God, and as reading this, it's out of his 40 years, almost 30, it took almost 40 years of him doing this unto God. Like he really took his time fixing this temple and this house, getting it prepared for God. 40 years of his life building this, amen. And we got to remember that when we're doing things for God, we can't look at the time. We can't look at, oh, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've been preaching for 15 years. I've been singing for 30 years. I've been doing this for God. But listen, that's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle for us. We're going to have to do that until our expiration date, until God comes and bring us home. There shouldn't be a time limit on what we do for God. Amen. Hallelujah. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. Now, this is what got me. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. Now, he offered this. So how much property, how much land, how many other bulls and sheep did he have? Not just how God had blessed him. If he can give 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep, how many more do you think he had? See, God is in the blessing business. God wants us to have more than enough. God wants us to have dominion over this earth. He's trying to get our attention, and sometimes in getting our attention, he has to do some things for us to cry out even more. Because a lot of times God has been giving, and we're not giving nothing back. We're not giving nothing back. We're not keeping none of our promises. We're not keeping none of the commitments we made to God. We're not doing any of the things that we promised God we would do. We're not even doing the things that we're called to do and know that we're supposed to do. But God wants to know today, do he have your attention? Because sometimes we wonder where the drought came from. We wonder where the lack come from, where the heartache come from, where's the brokenness come from, where's the illness, where's the bad health, all these things, where's they coming from? God is letting you know, letting us know. Like now, I'm calling in everything you told me you want to do. Now is the time. Listen, let's go on. Amen. It says, so the king and all the people dedicated the house of God, and the priests attended to their services, right? The Levites also with instruments, oh, I love this part, of the music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, "For his mercy endure forever." And guess what? Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel just stood there. They just stood still. Amen. They stood still. The praise was so beautiful. I just believe the music was so enchanting and loving, and it just pierced their spirit, and everybody just stopped because it was unto God. And everything we undo unto God, we ought to do it with our passion, with our love, with a concern, knowing, listen, I'm not doing this for my husband. I'm not doing this for my wife. I'm not doing this for my boss or my child. I'm doing this for the Almighty God. I have to put all of me in this. I have to worship with my whole heart. I have to praise with holy hands. I got to, even if I'm in sin, I have to repent and say, Lord, please don't let me go. I'm not going to desert you. Please, please give me another chance. I want to do what I'm called to do. Now, I know, what does that have to do with anything? That has to do a lot with God trying to get our attention, y'all. He is trying to get our attention before he has to do some things that he don't want to do. And we're going to talk about this in a few seconds. Amen. Please go with me to chapter 7, verse 12, and we're going to read into 23. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or to send pestilence among my people, if my people, us, who are called by my name, us, will humble themselves, us, and pray and seek my face, us, and turn from their wicked ways, us, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenant with David, your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods, witches, warlocks, terror readers, statues, and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out my sight, and I am going to make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passed by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and this house? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord good, the Lord God for their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt and embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all his calamity on them. How many of us, God has brung out of stuff and we turned our back on him? God has brung us out of so much, and we say it's us. We forgot to give him praise on a daily basis. We forget to thank him on a daily basis. I don't care if you stump your toe. When you stump your toe in the middle of the night and it hurts so much that you almost cuss, you scream, it's an inner pain in you. But the grace of God, just that little thing like that, when he take it away, you're just soothed. It's just so peaceful. That's like everything else. The big pains, the little pain, that's how God feels. Sin is sin. And when we start doing things in God's face, it's like him stumping his toe in the dark. It hurts. God is trying to get our attention, because he don't want to curse you. He don't want to punish you. He has so much for us to do, but he has resources for us to do it with. God can't make you a millionaire if you're not good with finances. God can't trust you with a 10,000 membership church if you're not even good in your own household. You and your husband can't even get along together. You and your spouse is always arguing. God wants to do so much for us. He wants to do so much for us, but we got to get to that place of obedience. We have to get to obedience, y'all. Obedience. God, listen, God loves us to the point that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever should believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How many people you know will give of anything so somebody else could live? Amen? God loves us. Because true peace of the heart and mind comes only when there is obedience to God's word. Peace and happiness in the Garden of Eden because Adam and Eve disobeyed God. The world and its inhabitants have not had peace since. God never gives an order or law that is not for the good of man, of us. Whatever he does is for the good for us. He did not give the Ten Commandments for his benefit or as a whip, but only for man's well-being. To safeguard against all injustice, peace does not reign where there is adultery, stealing, lying, deceit, malice. There would be no wars if all loved God first and their neighbors as themselves. So no matter how much time and money you may give to his work or to charitable or to organizations, to charity, how many meetings you go to, how many president's hands you shake, how many prayers you say, or how many people pray for you, God demands our obedience. His word gives the rules, and as with anything else, we have to go by them or we're out the game. We're out the game. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. We say it so much, but do we live it? Do we believe it? Do we grasp it? Say, I need to be obedient more than anything. When I'm about to be disobedient, when I'm about to do something that I know is not right, is God telling me to do that? Is God saying go this way and I go that way? Is God saying sit still but I want to move? Is God saying I don't care what you're going through right now? I don't care about your feelings right now. I put you in a situation right now because in the end, I'm going to get glorified, and in the end, I'm going to build something in you, and in the end, there's somebody connected to you, and I know I needed you, and I know I can trust you in it. But when we become disobedient because it's uncomfortable, we become disobedient because we don't want to do it no more. What about my life? What about what I'm supposed to do? Our lives is no longer ours. Amen. Because 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth, obeys not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Amen. We got to remember this is still about obedience, because the Christian as well as the sinner has to learn to what? Obey God. Nearly all the difficulties Christians suffer come from disobedience. If you have disobeyed, ask for his forgiveness, and then commence to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then add your voice with those who declare, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it might go well with us and his blessings be upon us. Because Jesus became the author of eternal salvation, all them who obey him. Amen. And that's just a little something for us to remember. I think sometimes we forget. I said we, because obedience is not, first of all, the world, you saw, in the world we say, I'm grown, you can't tell me what to do. You know, I'm grown, if I want to do this, I can do that. I can do this if I want to do that. But we're not of the world no more. We have to be obedient. And the first part of obedience is listening, sacrificing, calling on the Lord, like, Lord, what do you want me to do? A lot of us just jump out of the airplane and thinking, yeah, you know some things, but is God telling you to do what you're doing? That's why a lot of times it falls apart. We don't have God's approval. We have man's approval because man want to be a part of it. Man says, yeah, I want to do it. Yeah. But if God, see, you have to seek God first. kingdom of God first. Amen. That's what we got to do. But because our God is a good God and he loves us, he will prove to us he loves us. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. And when you get to chapter 28, stay right there for a second. Amen. Don't read it, please. I know some people try to get it, but you got to wait till the Lord give it. Amen. God gives it in a way. God loves us, and he loves us something unconditionally. So I'm going to play a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to conclude this. Amen. God bless you.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Stop.
Amen. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. He will not force. He will not force you, but let it rule. Psalms 34:14. Seek peace and pursue it. Go get it. Grab it. Hold on to it and don't let it go. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. Proverbs 16:7. When the ways of a man please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Ain't that some? When you make peace with God, you even make our enemies have peace with him. Amen. I just want to read a couple of things. I said we're going to go to chapter 28 in the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. So allow me to read these things. And it's just to let us know what God is saying about his blessings on obedience. Remember, we were just talking about obedience. Amen. We have to be obedient. God is our father, and we are the children. And just like your natural father, when he asked you to do something or told you to do something, you had to be obedient. Guess what? If you didn't, there was a punishment. Either he's going to, you know, you couldn't go to the party, you was on punishment, you had to do the dishes, you had to clean the whole house, you had to clean the basement, whatever your punishment may have been. So what we expect our natural father to do, our spiritual father to do. Do you think he should just let us run racket and do what we ever want to do, and then we can go back and say, please forgive me, and just do it all over again? There's no growth there. There's no love no more. Like, you know, I'm just using them. Like, I know your grace going to cover me. I know your blood already covered me, so I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to come back to you and ask you to forgive me all over again, because I really don't. I know you can't manipulate God. You're going to get tired of that. Amen. Chapter 28. Now it should come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, now we say he's our God, amen, to observe carefully all his commandments. What's that word? All. If you see the word all in your Bible, please underline it. If you see it in your Bible, amen. All his commandments, which I command you when? Today. Please underline the word today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. Amen. That the Lord your God will what? Set you high above who? All nations. Oh, that we go back to that prayer for the nations. All nations. Amen. All nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall what? Come upon who? You. Circle you. Circle it now. Remember, it's you. If it's in your Bible, circle it. Amen. And overtake you, because you obey what? The voice of the Lord your God. Now, underline the Lord your God. Now, make it personal. Just don't underline it. Make that personal. Apply that every time you see it. Remind yourself what that is, what God is saying. Amen. Remind yourself, blessed shall you be where? In the city, and blessed shall you be where? In the country. Wherever you may go, you shall be blessed. Wherever we may go, we shall be blessed. Amen. Listen, listen, God is giving, listen, this is his word, this is the instruction, and he's not a man that shall lie, so we already know if God said it, it shall be, but we got to do our part. We got to do our part. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. We got to take care of our bodies. We have to eat right. There's some things we have to do. He ain't going to make all of us look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. All of us ain't going to look like Rambo. All of us ain't going to look like Denzel. All of us ain't going to look like Holly Berry. All of us ain't going to be like Janet Jackson. It ain't going to do that. Some things we have to put work to. But guess what? The fruit of your body will be blessed. The produce of your ground and the increase of your herbs and increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Your kneading I need shall be blessed. My bowl big. Blessed shall ye be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you what? Go out. The Lord will cause your enemies what? Who rise against you to be what? Defeated before your face. So don't even worry about the backstabbers. Don't even worry about those who slander your name. Don't worry about none of those crazy things. Don't worry about nobody who's trying to take your place. Don't worry about somebody trying to steal your husband. Don't worry about nobody trying to steal your wife. Don't worry about nobody trying to take your promotion. Don't worry about nobody doing that. Listen, the Bible just said it. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up to you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse. Now listen, you know when God commands something, it is so. God will command it, the blessings in your storehouse. Amen. And in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given. Oh, somebody's about to get property. Somebody's about to get some land. And God ain't going to give you no project. He ain't going to give you no efficiency. He's not going to give you, I forgot what we should call them houses we used to get, the housing authority house. Nope. We serve a mighty God. We serve the owner of everything, the creator of everything. Amen. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep what? The commandments of the Lord your God and walk where? In his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods and the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give who? You. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but ye shall not borrow, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day. Circle this day, put January 20th, 2020, this day. Remind yourself when you read this what the word of God said for you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Now, we just read these things, and I believe all those things are true, and I believe everything that God said he would do for us. So we got to remember, when we started, these blessings come with obedience. Obedience from not only from your physical mouth, but the things that you think God don't know in your heart can cause you to curse yourself, to curse your land, to curse everything else, your offspring. Amen. Sometimes our hearts get wicked. We got to work on that. As soon as the heart starts, hey, my father said, if I do this, this, and this, he got me. I want to be got by God. I want him to shock me again and again and again and again. I want to run around like a fool, so full of blessings that people say, why is he always happy? I remember when he didn't have this. I remember, but look at you now. God said, you will be the lender and not the borrower. You will be on top and not beneath. Okay. So for the people who just don't want to do what God say do, for the people who just want to do what we want to do anyway, for the people who just say, yeah, I hear all that church stuff, I hear all that Bible stuff, but I don't see nothing happening in my life, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, it's a new year. Same thing happened last year, going to happen this year. Okay, you speak all that nonsense in your life, okay? But this is what's going to happen to those who are disobedient. But it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord. First of all, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you when? Today, you're accountable today. We know it today. We can't no more excuses. We heard it today, Monday. You'll fix it 6. You heard it. Circle it. You heard it today. That all these curses will what? Come upon who? You. And overtake who? You. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall you be your basket and your kneading bowl. So all those things that you was blessed right? The same thing applies when you're disobedient. Amen? When you're disobedient, those are curses. We ain't got to read the curses. We already know God's going to do what he wants. But I wanted us to be encouraged. I wanted us to be encouraged. And remember that God got us. God has us. There's no reason that we have to worry no more. Put your worrying spoons away. Put all your worrying tools away. Put all your pity parties. Put them down a commode. Flush them. All that doubt, people around you doubting, always with a woesy me spirit, bad luck, slept rock spirit, always speaking nonsense and craziness. You don't need that in your atmosphere if you're walking around being obedient and trying to be positive and peaceful. Why would you even allow people to come around you without rebuking them or saying, excuse me, love you with the love of the Lord, but I just don't believe like that. I just don't live like that. The God I serve promised me and tells me every day he wakes me up, he loves me. So if he loves me, everything that he said shall come to pass. I have to do my part and praise him and worship him, trust in him, believe in him, and walk and follow and obey his commandments. And you shall do the same. But if you got to come around me with that little imp in your pocket, or the little that little spiritual assassin called devil in your pocket, or he's lurking on your shoulder whispering in your ear, I don't want to know what he's whispering in your ear. You're not gonna whisper in mine. Amen. Because if you're not strong, okay, praise God. Just give me a 1 second, amen. Just give me 1 second, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just need 1 second before we, because I need to say something, and I want to say it correctly. And before, because I think that something that we're not doing, and I think we need to go back to it. Amen. So I'm going to look for it because I want to do it out the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, please help me. I just want to do this right. I can't just halfway do it. Amen. I'm going to do this. Please just help me. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And the reason I want to say this because I think we keep forgetting when we get up in the morning and we put on our Louis Vuitton bag and we put on our Michael Kors watch and we put on our Gucci shoes. And we put on our Gucci handbags and our silk stockings and our number 12 weave and a number 12 number blue green and the lipstick number 6 and the dyeing your hair, you're dyeing your beard. You're doing all these crazy things. We're preparing ourselves all these ways in the morning. But the one thing we need to be doing is putting on our whole armor, God. Before we listen, that is so important. That is how we start our day. And that's one of the reasons I like the morning glory. Morning glory helps me. Even the mornings I don't even want to get up. It was cold. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm like, oh my God, can't I just pray in the house? I mean, what makes me? But it's a feeling that only God can give you when you go to the house of the Lord and you get on your knees and it's nobody but you and God, and you're talking, and you're praying, and the other saints are there with you, praying, and everybody's prayers are being answered, and we are one accord. Everybody came with the same love for the Lord in their heart, amen. Everybody just coming. It's something about that feeling when you're in the presence of God, and I'm saying this to say, when we get up early in the morning, we get dressed, and we put on all this, our hats and our shoes and put on everything, but we never spiritually get dressed. We don't get dressed spiritually. Amen? Number 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. We're in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly and to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We got to speak up against the enemy. We can't allow the enemy just to do and treat us any kind of way. We can't allow him just to try to pin you up in a corner, make you think you're less than. God has called you from you. Some of us have testimonies on top of testimonies, and we know that it was only God who brought us through. But all of a sudden, we get to this place. Okay, things ain't going right now. Things ain't happening the way I want them to happen right now. I may not have everything that I want right now, and I might not be who I want to be right now, but am I who God wants me to be right now? Do I have what God wants me to have right now? Am I where God wants me to be right now? Because in that place becomes my testimony. If I allow God to be my my covering, if I allow God, if I just stay in commune with God and talk to God, okay, Lord, this is my situation. You can bring me out anytime you want. But I know because I'm here right now, there's something I must learn. There's a testimony I must have for somebody that's not me. But I have to trust and believe that you have me here. You give me equipment to fight, but we don't fight. The whole armor of God, this equipment is for believers. This equipment is our protection against the evil and the devil. Listen, Paul presented the extended metaphor of the battle dress roughly according to the order in which the various pieces were put on. As they was put on, he made it a metaphor for us. Listen, we got to get this. These are not, it's not no playing with the devil times. We're in evil times. We see it. There's so much murder. There's so many kids killing. There's just so many people getting kidnapped. There's people kicking people's doors down. We're in evil times. And we got to become prayer warriors against that spirit of death, that spirit of murder, that spirit of evil, that spirit of dirtiness, that spirit of nastiness, that spirit of wickedness. And some of us are going to have to sacrifice our own life, because God has put us on the battlefield. And if he put you on the front line, believe me, he's there with you. And so be it. If you fall and it just happens to be that's the way God wanted, I am okay with that because I'm obedient to God. I'm doing what he wants me to do. Amen? For we do not wrestle. The real battle is not with human, false religionists atheist Christians, but with the demonic beings working through them. Those are spirits working through the atheists. Those are wicked spirits working through people with mental issues. Those are spirits of people that just don't have the power or the willpower or the way out. And it's our job to pray for them, to consult them, to lay hands on them, to constantly fast and pray for them and ask God on his time to release them. Because, see, a lot of times we're in those places because we was in Deuteronomy. We wasn't disobedient. We was disobedient. And sometimes some of us were so disobedient, God has to prove it and say, this is my word, and it shall not fall to the ground. If I said it shall be so. Amen. The truth is a reference to integrity, a life of practical truthfulness and honesty. The breastplate. In Roman times, this went completely around the body and was made of a hard leather or metal righteousness. This is not the righteousness of Christ, which all believers possess, but the practical righteousness, character, and deeds of the believer. See, just like that thing when all that breastplate covered their whole body, God is going to cover us. But we got to put God on in the morning. You just had to leave your Louis Vuitton sweater behind. Put the whole armor of God on first, then cover it up with all that nonsense. But you better have it on. Amen. The preparations of the gospel of peace. We've been talking about peace all day. God, thank you, because I know you've been talking about peace all day. This may mean either that the gospel is the firm foundation on which Christians are to stand, or that the Christian soldier should be ready to go out to defend and spread the gospel. The shield of faith, the Christian shield, offers protection against all forms of evil. Flaming arrows could not penetrate the fireproof shield of the ancient Roman soldier, nor can the assault of Satan penetrate to the believer who places his or her faith in God. The sword of the Spirit, this is the only offensive weapon in the believer's armor. This weapon is not necessarily the Bible as a whole, but the specific word that needs to be spoken in a specific situation. That means scripture. That you also may know my affairs. The last verse of Ephesians reveals Paul's appreciation of the ministry of others. Of the ministry of others, especially the ministry of Titus. And write it down, Colossians 4:7, the fact that this letter does not conclude with personal greetings, as Paul's other letters do, may indicate that this was a circular letter, one intended for a number of churches around Ephesus. Write these scriptures down. Take this stuff down. Take this information down. We got to fight and get it right. We got to stand and take back God's land. We're not no chumps. Come on. When you was in the world, somebody got in your face, somebody said something to you. It didn't have to be true or not. You ready to battle. But somebody else needs us to battle for them now in prayer. Somebody else needs us to battle now in fasting. Somebody else needs us to battle now in warfare for them. Come on, y'all. God has given us the whole armor of God. He's given us peace. He's given us obedience. He's given us his son. He's given us the blood. And his word just told us this last hour, he's with us. We just got to be obedient and trust and believe. This has been your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I hope your fix went far, and I hope it fall on fertile ground. And don't remember, do I have your attention now? Thank you, and everyone have a good night.